This week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on two high-profile cases on gay rights, including a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA. In this state, the highest-profile voice against that law was Chief Warrant Officer Charlie Morgan of the New Hampshire National Guard. After coming out on television following the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Morgan made another announcement. She had stage 4 breast cancer, and that unless DOMA was repealed or struck down, her wife, Karen Morgan, would not receive the federal survivor benefits spouses in straight marriages would receive.
I have recently been diagnosed with reoccurrence of breast cancer. It's metastatic. So with that being said, time is of the essence for me, because if something was to happen to me, as I had said before, I want to make sure my family is provided for.
Charlie Morgan passed away in February, not long after leading the Pledge of Allegiance at Governor Maggie Hassan's inauguration, but before the High Court could take up the Defense of Marriage Act. Here with her perspectives on this week's arguments is Karen Morgan. Welcome to All Things Considered, Karen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You and Charlie first entered into a civil union in the year 2000 in Vermont and then married in this state in 2011. Charlie had to keep the relationship a secret, at least as far as work was concerned. On a day-to-day level, what did that mean for you? What did you have to do or not do as a result?
Well, that meant for me not always knowing what she was doing for the Guard. We couldn't talk via phone while she was at work. Sometimes it meant worrying that while she was off on an assignment, if something happened to her, I wouldn't know about it because she could not list me as her next of kin to be notified. So those types of things were the biggest worries.
And at one point, Charlie was deployed to Kuwait for a year. And the New Hampshire National Guard in particular, but the military as a whole, has been making a point in recent years of trying to reach out to military families, offering practical support as well as emotional support for spouses during deployments. But it sounds like that wouldn't have been available to you.
It was not available to us during deployment, and that was really hard. We were very, very isolated, or I was very isolated. I had really little to no contact with anybody in the Guard during that time. Of course, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still the law of the land, so to speak. So, you know, really nobody could contact me without jeopardizing Charlie's position. And that was our family's only livelihood at the time because I was at home taking care of a young child.
Last year, Charlie decided to stop her chemotherapy. And in that time, she and you wanted to do what people do, you know, take your daughter to Disney World, for example, or travel. But at the same time, Charlie was speaking out about the Defense of Marriage Act. Was it difficult for the two of you to look at the situation and say, with limited time here, what can we do to make the most of this?
It was difficult, but part of making the most of our time together was speaking out together. That was a decision that was made as a family. We sat down and we said, what can we do to help our family, but also to help other families? And we know we have limited time. We're going to work together on this as a family. And hopefully our story will change the way the world is working right now and make life better in the future for lots and lots of other people.
If the Defense of Marriage Act were to be struck down and the federal government would recognize your marriage, what benefits would you and your child be entitled to?
Well, that's a twofold question. First of all, Casey is recognized as a dependent. So this is part of what was difficult to understand about our family structure, is that really from in the eyes of the military, our family was Charlie and Casey only, and I was excluded because I am not allowed to be recognized as a spouse. So Casey is covered by health insurance and survivorship benefits, luckily. The things that are missing are things that I would receive as a heterosexual spouse. If I were in a heterosexual marriage, I would receive VA and Social Security benefits. I would be able to be buried with Charlie in a military cemetery. All of those things are not possible right now. A little side note to that is that because Charlie passed away before a decision was made, it's not clear that any of those things will be available to me even retroactively due to timing. And that's something that Charlie and I talked about quite frequently, was that, you know, if she passed away before DOMA was ended, that I could still be excluded from those benefits. It's something that we decided we wanted to live with, and that the benefits to others and to society as a whole were more important.
We talked about the idea of time in a couple different contexts, and here's one more. We heard during the oral arguments about how in a very short period of time, public attitudes about marriage have undergone a big shift. That, you know, in the year 2000, civil unions were extremely controversial, much less the idea of marriage. But what would you make of that? I mean, would you use that word, a quick shift, a rapid shift, or would that not be accurate to you?
I think it's been, again, twofold. Charlie and I were always aware, we've been together for a total of 16 years, and in that time, we were always aware that telling our story and being who we are was the most important factor in helping people understand what the lives of gay people is like. Many people didn't even realize they knew a gay couple until we would tell them, you know, maybe several weeks or months after we had met them that we were together. And then they were shocked, and they were shocked to find out that, you know, our marriage didn't come with the same benefits or the same recognition that other marriages did. They just didn't know that. And so this seemingly quick shift, I think, has been in the making for quite a while, but it's been aided by the fact that more and more people are telling their stories, and conversely, more and more people are becoming aware of the struggles, the day-to-day things that we've had to deal with for years.
You were here in New Hampshire during the oral arguments over DOMA, but I understand that you and your daughter, Casey, are heading to Washington very soon. Is that right?
We are. We are headed down there for the weekend. We were invited to the White House for the Easter egg roll that is being held next Monday. And we love going to Washington. We've been several times as a family with Charlie, and Casey loves Washington, so she always asks to go see the monuments and the museums, and we just go down occasionally to spend time.
Do you think you'll stop by the Supreme Court building?
Absolutely.
Karen Morgan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, and take care.
Thank you.